and 107.5 FM W298DK Amory. And always streaming on the Civic Media app.
ABC News, I'm Michelle Franzen. Senate lawmakers expected to vote this afternoon on another round of stopgap measures. Both parties, though, remain at odds over health care cuts in the GOP mega bill on Medicaid and the Affordable Care Act premiums. House Minority Leader Hakeem Jeffries says Republicans are missing in action on talks.
This fight is about the health care of the American people.
House Speaker Mike Johnson was asked why there are no discussions with Democrats on restoring health care cuts.
You keep the government open, and then we have those discussions.
Senate Minority Leader Chuck Schumer, meantime, says President Trump needs to get involved in talks to end the shutdown. Today marks 2 years since the October 7th attacks in Israel. Nearly 1,200 people died when Hamas militants attacked civilians in southern Israel. Hundreds of others were taken hostage. Israel's war in Gaza after the attack has led to more than 67,000 deaths. The summer-like temperatures across the country dropping back to fall-like temperatures in the nation's midsection this week. This is ABC News.
You're listening to 107.5 WLAK, Amory's home for the Midwest Farm Report with me, Pam Yonke.
For WLAK News, I'm James Kelly. Republican state lawmakers are circulating new legislation for co-sponsorship aimed at banning the future use of absentee ballot drop boxes in Wisconsin. Absentee ballot drop boxes had initially been banned following a 2022 decision by the conservative-controlled Wisconsin Supreme Court. That decision was overturned in 2024 with a liberal majority on the state's highest court. Even if the measure gains enough support to advance through the Republican-controlled state legislature, the bill would likely be vetoed by Democratic Governor Tony Evers. A Waukesha County judge has ordered the Wisconsin Elections Commission to start verifying the citizenship of both already registered voters and new applicants. The court order was issued by Circuit Court Judge Michael Maxwell on Friday, but does not specify exactly how the Wisconsin Elections Commission and local clerks should go about verifying citizenship for new voters. Judge Maxwell also called for the new process to be substantially completed prior to February's election, but his decision could be appealed and stayed before that. The Barron County Sheriff's Office is sharing additional details on the investigation into the shooting at a Candy Lane residence in the city of Barron last week. According to a press release, the 17-year-old suspect has died as a result of a self-inflicted gunshot wound. Authorities say the 17-year-old female victim, who was in a relationship with the suspect and pregnant, is in stable condition in the hospital. The child was also delivered in the hospital due to the injuries she sustained and is doing well. A male victim was pronounced deceased at the scene. Healthy Washco is inviting area residents to its upcoming second annual mental health wellness walk this week. Organization officials say the walk is meant to raise awareness and highlight the need for mental health resources in rural communities. The event will be held on Saturday beginning at 10 a.m. on the Spooner High School track. Registration for the walk is free, but residents can also purchase shirts at the event or online. The proceeds will cover the cost of the shirts, and any remaining funding will go towards supporting the Oak Youth Center. For WLAK News, I'm James Kelly.
Another Brewers comeback. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports, baseball. The Brewers with a 7-3 win over the Cubs last night in Milwaukee. The crew now up 2-0 in the best of 5 series, which now moves to Chicago tomorrow afternoon just after 4 o'clock. Manager Pat Murphy.
How does this team have the best record in baseball? Nobody predicted they'd be over 500. And then we have all the injuries. Certainly nobody was banking on us.
Home runs from Andrew Vaughn, Jackson Churio, and William Contreras, who says he dedicates it to the fans.
I'm going to do everything for the Brewer fans. I'm going to do everything for my teammate. I want to be one of the best on the plate. I want to be the best catcher. They have to look control how play. I want to bring that energy too for the team. And now it's showtime.
The Cubs now down 2-0.
After getting off to a great start, those mistakes were 2-3-run homers is going to be, you're not going to win playoff games giving up 2-3-run homers. That was just too much to overcome.
That's Cubs manager Craig Counsell with sports. I'm Mike Clemens.
Catch Farm Report updates throughout the day from the Midwest Farm Report right here on 107.5 WLAK.
I'm meteorologist Rodney Price. A mix of sunshine, a few clouds around the area heading into your Tuesday afternoon. Northwest winds and highs in the low to mid 60s. Tonight, frosty out there with clear skies. Lows will drop into the lower 30s. Frost advisory in effect. It's 60 at our studios.
Nobody had to tell your grandparents not to drive while using their typewriters. Why should it be any different for us kids and our cell phones? Distracted driving was the cause of more than 3,000 deaths in 2022. Come on, we're smarter than this. Let's put down the phones and focus on the roads. Drive safe, everybody.
Don't drive distracted. A message brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration, Project Yellow Light, and the Ad Council.
The Todd Allbaugh Show.
The incomparable Jane Matner. You're a coffee drinker.
I got up at 3 o'clock in the morning for most of my career.
Yeah.
You need coffee.
Something.
Or a slap across the face or something. How much coffee do you drink a day? How many cups
not
of coffee?
Not as much as you might think. Maybe 2 16-ounce cups, more or less. Maybe not quite that much some days.
Zahmer, is that true?
I mean, from what I can verify, I don't know what he drinks in the privacy of his own home.
No right. One knows.
The Todd Allbaugh Show. Weekdays 2 to 4 on your local Civic Media radio station. And on the app, Pat Kreitlow.
On Wednesday, Chuck Collins from Patriotic Millionaires on his new book about how concentrated wealth and power are ruining our lives and our planet.
Mornings with Pat Kreitlow, weekdays 6 to 9. Lake Air, 1260 AM WLAK.
This is the Tom Hartman Program.
Welcome to our third hour. So here we are. This is the third time in 2 years that MAGA Republicans in South Carolina have put forward legislation that would put to death South Carolinian women who get abortions. And it's even worse than that. This is what's truly astonishing is that the odds are this is the first time you've heard about this. This is the third time they've tried this. One of these times they'll get it through. South Carolina already ranks eighth worst in the nation in terms of infant mortality. Excuse me, maternal mortality, mothers dying in childbirth or because of pregnancy. The MAGA extremists clearly want them to become number one. This bill is called Senate Bill 323 in the South Carolina Senate. It's called the Unborn Child Protection Act. It changes the legal definition of the word person to include everything from a fertilized egg all the way up to a fetus. So if you get an abortion, you have killed a person. And this is called fetal personhood. This is a fetal personhood bill. And, you know, none of these have passed anywhere so far, but they are the holy grail of the hard right, anti-abortion crackpots and the Catholic Church. This bill, Senate Bill 323 in South Carolina, would make an abortion a felony, punishable by the death sentence. It would allow 30 years in prison for aiding someone in getting an abortion. Did you drive her to the clinic? 30 years in prison. Did you have a telephone conversation with her about it? Did you encourage her? 30 years in prison. It would prohibit transporting a minor out of state to get an abortion. So if your 13-year-old daughter gets raped, and you try to drive her out of South Carolina to, say, New York to get an abortion, you go to prison for 30 years. It would ultimately restrict all forms of contraception, except arguably condoms, because, after all, you know, the Catholic Church preaches, and these people believe, and now increasingly evangelical Protestant churches are preaching, that life begins the moment the sperm meets the egg, or in the Catholic tradition, that life begins the moment people decide that they're going to hop into bed and, you know, get it on. It would restrict in vitro fertilization, because with in vitro fertilization, you pull a bunch of eggs out of the mother's ovary, you know, stick a needle through the stomach and pull them out. And then you get some sperm from dad and you fertilize the, you know, this half a dozen eggs, And then you very carefully, microscopically examine them and see which ones are forming correctly as opposed to which ones might be, you know, forming in ways that might reflect problems down the road like birth defects. And you take the healthiest of those eggs and you implant that one healthy egg in mom, but now you've got, what, 5-6 fertilized eggs left over? Under this law, those are people. If you pour those fertilized eggs in the toilet or down the drain, you have committed 5 or 6 felony murders. You have become a serial killer. And again, South Carolina has the death penalty for this sort of thing. It would ban possession of any drug or substance that could be used to produce an abortion. So you order some abortion medication, some mifepristone, through the mail. It arrives. The police come to your door and find it. You go to jail for 30 years. And it would criminalize information about abortion, including websites and phone calls. So you've got a website with abortion information on it. South Carolina may actually send somebody to arrest you. And if you live in another red state, they may well extradite you because of your website, because of your so-called free speech here in America. And finally, this legislation would force public school students to watch a movie, a video called Meet Baby Olivia, which is produced by this anti-abortion fanatic group called Live Action. Mark my words, overturning Roe v. Wade with the Dobbs decision was just the beginning. These religious freaks who want to impose their religious beliefs on all the rest of us, on this nation, are not going to stop. You know, we had the author of the Seven Mountain Mandate on the program yesterday. They are not going to stop. They are hell-bent for leather to convert this nation into a theocracy. They want to make America like Iran, where the mullahs run the show, where morality, their version of morality, is rigorously enforced, where trans people don't exist, where queer people are quiet and in the closet or face horrible fates, where, you know, some of them, you know, the Bible endorses slavery in multiple places. Even Paul, you know, the guy who basically, you know, made Christianity happen 100 years after Jesus, even Paul said, you know, treat your slaves well, but it's okay if you have slaves. Some of these guys are even saying, oh, yeah, you know, the mark of Cain, that's black people, and they really should be enslaved. They're not going to stop until they've got this country back where it was prior to the Civil War. It's amazing. Speaking of, and do you think they're going to get away with it, by the way? Do you think South Carolina will pass? Or if they don't, what other red state is it going to be? Alabama? Louisiana? Who's next? Texas? Meanwhile, Donald Trump was asked by CNN's Caitlin Collins if he's thinking about pardoning Ghislaine Maxwell. And his answer was extraordinarily revealing. The first thing he said was, well, I hadn't heard that name in a long time. Yeah. This guy, you know, if his lips are moving, he's lying. 9 times out of 10, that old axiom, that old joke, that old cliche actually applies to Donald Trump. In his first term in office, in 4 years in office, the Washington Post compiled over 34,000 documented lies that Donald Trump told. I've seen a couple news reports recently suggesting that he's averaging between 8 and 15 lies a day right now. So anyhow, he says, oh, I haven't heard that name in a long time. You know, nah, come on. We know that Todd Blanch went to the prison to talk to Ghislaine Maxwell and got her to say that you had nothing to do with Jeffrey and you weren't raping those little girls. And then they moved her to this country club prison where she is training dogs for the police departments and taking nice long walks and out on the volleyball court and practicing her tennis.
I haven't heard that name in so long.
And then he says, I can say this, that I'd have a look at it. I'd have to take a look. And Caitlin Collins says, but she was convicted of child sex trafficking. And Donald Trump says, yeah, I know. I mean, I'm going to have to take a look at it. I have to ask the Department of Justice. He's got to ask Pam. Isn't that sweet? I doubt he'll give her the pardon before the election next November. But God only knows. I mean, he may think that this is the way to basically, you know, end the whole discussion, to put the whole Epstein files thing to bed. Pardon Ghislaine Maxwell. I mean, this is like with the January 6th guys. Just pardon Ghislaine Maxwell and say, you know, we went through the Epstein files. We had 1,000 FBI agents go through them, and my name does not exist anywhere in them because it's been blacked out. And screw y'all, we're just going to move on from here. Nobody in this administration is going to talk about Maxwell or Epstein or anything like that anymore, ever again. And he just enforces that code of silence. And any Republican who speaks up loses their seat in Congress. I mean, he's already threatening Thomas Massie and Marjorie Greene with that. I'm not sure if he's going after Nancy Mace yet, but she's not speaking out very much. Speaking of Epstein, Mike Johnson is refusing to swear in Adelita Grijalva into the House of Representatives. Now, she was elected, a couple weeks ago? And she points out that the last two Democrats and one Republican, the last three people who were elected in special elections were all sworn in within 24 hours of winning their elections. But here's the thing. Thomas Massie, the Republican, and Ro Khanna, the Democrat, have this discharge petition to force Mike Johnson to allow a vote on the floor of the House of Representatives about whether the House can subpoena the records, all the Epstein records, from Pam Bondi, who is tenaciously hanging on to them, her and Kash Patel. Oh, no, you can't have these. What are they hiding? They're obviously hiding something. So, you know, Grijalva says that she's going to be the 218th vote. That's all it takes to put it on the floor, to force that vote. And then every Republican in Congress is on the record on whether they want to continue the Epstein cover-up, the Epstein-Trump cover-up, we should call it. Every single one on the record. And so Mike Johnson is like, we can't have that. We're not going to swear her in. Oh, no. Well, let me tell you, it's going to have to happen eventually. And when it does, it's going to be the 218th vote. And this is not, I mean, you know, I think Trump is getting close to wanting to just rip the bandage off. And like I said, I think that that's going to be, you know, pardoning Ghislaine and just telling everybody, screw you. Just like sort of like they did with the Mueller report. You know, the Mueller report is still redacted. And it identified at least 10 instances of criminal obstruction of justice into the Russia investigation by Donald Trump himself. They are identified in there, bullet pointed, and an awful lot of it that talks about Trump's actual crimes related to Russia or affiliation with Russia are still deleted.
This is the Tom Hartman Program.
I predict they're going to do the exact same thing with the Epstein files and try to put it to bed. We're not talking about the Mueller report anymore, after all. What say you? What happens when you're the knock, the next of kin for a loved one who dies? It can be pretty overwhelming. They have to deal with the bank accounts, credit cards, utilities, cars, mortgages, all that stuff, all while grieving a loss. If something were to happen to you tomorrow, would your next of kin be prepared? Well, they would be if you had a knock box, the next of kin box. The knock box helps provide a paper trail for your digital life so your loved ones don't have to go on a wild goose chase. And if you have a household, you need a knock box. It's a complete system that helps you organize your possessions, your finances, your account passwords, your plans for your pets, for your kids, your estate, and more. Use the code TOM to save 18% off any kit exclusively available at knockbox.com. That's N-O-K-box.com, N-O-K-B-O-X.com. Go to knockbox.com and use that code TOM, T-H-O-M, to get organized and to save your 18%. Knockbox.com.
I'm Dan Schaefer. Let's recombobulate. In recent weeks, the level of activity from Immigration and Customs Enforcement, or ICE, has increased quite a bit. There was a raid in Manitowoc at a Walmart parking lot where dairy workers were known to congregate, a series of arrests in Madison, and in Milwaukee, ICE is looking to expand its operations significantly by seeking office space downtown to go along with a new field office on the city's northwest side. This has been concerning for many, and not without reason. A recent large-scale ICE raid in an apartment building in Chicago saw reports of armed federal agents breaking down doors, U.S. citizens detained for hours on end, and children being dragged from their homes in the middle of the night. While the American immigration system has a host of problems, this kind of violent show of force is not an acceptable way to address these problems. And ICE also just received an injection of $45 billion in the One Big Beautiful Bill, so it is imperative for all of us to hold ICE accountable and speak out when things go too far. Right now, things are going way too far.
Find all of Dan's work at the Recombobulation Area.
Does a 2025 federal law cut funding for some emergency broadcast alerts? Yes. A law signed by President Donald Trump on July 24th rescinds $9 billion, including $1.1 billion from the Corporation for Public Broadcasting, or CPB. CPB, which funds NPR, PBS, and affiliates, announced it would shut down. Smaller rural stations rely heavily on CPB for weather and emergency alerts. Wisconsin stations got $8.5 million in 2024. The cuts led to a back and forth between Representative Derek Van Orden and Senator Tammy Baldwin on X over whether emergency broadcast alerts would be affected. I'm Trisha Young for Wisconsin Watch. Fact briefs are bite-sized fact checks of trending claims produced by Wisconsin Watch and GigaFact. Read more at wisconsinwatch.org.
When severe weather hits and the power goes out, do you have a plan? For reliable power and peace of mind, propane can do that. It only takes about 10 seconds for a propane-powered generator to restore power to your home. So no matter what Mother Nature has in store, you know you're prepared. Learn more at WIPGA.org. This message is sponsored by your local propane provider and the Wisconsin Propane Education and Research Council.
Ahoo, this is Robert Pilot of Native Roots Radio. On our show, we share stories from Turtle Island highlighting the people and issues shaping our communities. From protecting water to treaty rights and preserving languages and traditions, we cover it all. Hear voices like Arvina Martin of Emerge Wisconsin, Dr. Stately, Robert Lilligren, and more. Because Native issues are human issues, and human issues are Native issues.
Native Roots Radio, weeknights at 8 on your local Civic Media radio station.
Change starts with you. You can be calling your Democratic or Republican representatives to let them know what you think by calling 202-224-3121. It's the Capitol switchboard. It'll get you right through to them. Hey, what if I told you most collagen products aren't just a waste of money? They're loaded with toxins that could lead to skin issues, heart problems, even cognitive decline. Scary, but it's true. See, collagen is the most abundant protein in your body, and your natural supply drops as you age. That's why so many people your age are turning to collagen to relieve joint pain, rebuild bones, and even look years younger. But here's the catch. You have to know what to look for, or you could end up doing more harm than good. So before you buy another tub from Amazon or your local store, go check out the top five collagen warnings every American needs to see, along with a special offer. It's a quick read that could save your health and your wallet. Right now, I can get you a special bundle deal at a fraction of the retail price, plus free shipping. This offer is only available at getnativepath.com/Hartman. That's getnativepath.com/HARTMANN. Getnativepath.com/Hartman to get that special bundle deal at a fraction of the retail price, plus free shipping and the top five collagen warnings. Getnativepath.com/Hartman.
Trump shut the gates, locked the doors, took the food from the kids, left the poor on the floor. Said if you can't pay, you don't belong, while his friends count gold and toast to the con. He's tearing it down, brick by brick, ripping the spine from the government. Life. Trump froze the checks, killed the loans, told the sick and the old, you're on your
25
own.
25 minutes past the hour. Welcome back. Picking up your calls here. TJ in Grand Forks, North Dakota. Hey, TJ, what's up?
Thanks for taking my call, Tom.
Thank you.
Well, I'd like to try to focus on solutions.
Mm-hmm.
What is the solution? Now, you just gave out the number of Congress. And that's the solution, but I've learned from my experience calling my congressperson. After about a year, I listened to their aide that takes all the messages.
Mm-hmm.
I was calling for action. I wanted some action on something, right?
Yeah.
And I hear him say, well, we'll pass your message on,
right,
or your opinion,
right,
or your statement. No, I had a request.
Yeah. I'm assuming you're represented by a Democrat, by a Republican, excuse me, TJ?
Yeah, I'm a representative by a Republican. This is a red state.
Yeah.
But some of the solution is, to me, we had to first get rid of gerrymandering.
Mm-hmm.
That is screwing up the whole system all the way up.
Yeah.
And, you know, we need to get rid of that. And we should demand, request town hall meetings.
Mm-hmm.
You know, up here, the lady, the representative, she'll meet, you know, over the phone maybe or some high tech way. But that's not like eyeball to eyeball.
Yeah.
And I guess I'm really concerned about the where we're heading with our great country and having a president rule by executive orders. That's about as close to dictatorship as we can get without being in a dictatorship.
Yeah. Well, Trump is dancing in that direction increasingly rapidly, and it's a very, very, it's an amazing time to be alive here, TJ. TJ, thanks for the call. 27 minutes past the hour. I'll be back with more of your calls in just a few minutes here on the other side of this break at the bottom of the hour. Stay with us.
You're listening to the Tom Hartman Program. Call 202-808-9925.
Defending America from the weapons of mass deception. I'll be right back with you. Dr. Jonathan Greenberg is here with us today. He's one of the leading sleep doctors in our country, biomedical engineer, and he's the inventor of Zyppa, Z-Y-P-P-A-H, or Happy Z spelled backwards. So tell me, Doc, what actually causes people to snore?
You know, Tom, that's a great question, and thanks for having me. Snoring is all about the tongue. When you go to sleep, your muscles relax. Your tongue is one of the biggest, strongest muscles in the body. And so when you fall asleep, your tongue relaxes. And then, of course, when you're lying on your back, gravity is pushing the tongue backwards. Same thing with alcohol. Alcohol is a muscle relaxant. We all know that. So, again, we drink alcohol, it gets worse. And then the last item that kind of really punctuates this is, I didn't snore when I was younger, but as I'm getting older, now I'm snoring, or my wife is snoring, my husband is snoring. And again, what happens when we get older? We lose muscle tone. So everything points to the fact that it's all about the tongue. We keep the tongue from falling back, and we win.
Amazing. So Zyppa, your invention, has a 91% success rate. Why is it that Zyppa is so much better at stopping snoring than pretty much anything else?
Since it's all about the tongue, what we created was what I call a seatbelt for the tongue. It's a silicone strap that keeps the tongue from falling back. So just like a seatbelt, if you're behaving, no big deal. You don't even notice it's there. But if the tongue starts misbehaving, going to the back of the throat, where it'll start to block the airway, cause snoring, that's when the tongue strap is going to be in its way, it won't be able to do it. And that's why we have that great success rate. Go to our website. It's zypah.com, Z-Y-P-P-A-H.com, which is happy Z spelled backwards because it's happy sleep. And we're going to donate $10 to the Susan G. Komen Fund for the research.
That's marvelous. Dr. Greenberg, thank you so much for being with us today.
Thank you for having me.
Go to zypah.com and use that code PINK today or text PINK to 511-511.
Jane Matinere and Greg Bach.
Coming up on the show, Wisconsin farmers and tariffs. He's the president of the Wisconsin Farmers Union. Darren Von Ruden will join us. I hope you can too.
Matinere on air, weekday mornings 9 to 11.
For WLAK News, I'm James Kelly. Governor Tony Evers and the Public Service Commission of Wisconsin are highlighting additional access to Inflation Reduction Act home energy rebates as temperatures begin to cool down across the state. Residents will now have access to instant discounts and post-purchase rebates through the Home Electrification and Appliance Rebates Program directly at retail locations. The program is meant to help low and moderate income households purchase and install more energy efficient appliances to lower costs and reduce overall energy use. The Wisconsin Department of Natural Resources is now accepting seedling orders for trees and shrubs to be planted next spring. According to a press release, the goal of the program is to support reforestation and conservation efforts with native tree seedlings on both public and private lands across the state. Tree seedlings planted will also go towards Wisconsin's Trillion Trees pledge of planting 100 million trees across the state by 2030. Seedling orders can be placed on the Department of Natural Resources website or by mail. Years of construction work on the Twin Ports Interchange project is finally wrapping up. Local leaders and Minnesota Department of Transportation officials gathered at the site on Monday to celebrate the nearing completion of construction on the project, which began in 2021 and sought to make significant safety and infrastructure improvements. The project also wraps up at a crucial time for the region as construction on the Blatnik Bridge reconstruction project gets underway. The Twin Ports Interchange is expected to officially open by October 24th. Proposed legislation that would see the construction of a production plant converting woody biomass into aviation fuel in Hayward will be discussed in a state Senate committee this week. The Forestry Revitalization Act will be up for public comment in the Senate Insurance, Housing, Rural Issues, and Forestry Committee on Thursday. The proposed facility would be funded with $60 million in Wisconsin Economic Development Corporation tax credits, as well as $150 million in state bonding through the forestry account. For WLAK News, I'm James Kelly.
Farm news that impacts you and your community from the Midwest Farm Report throughout your day on 107.5 WLAK.
I'm meteorologist Rodney Price. A mix of sunshine, a few clouds around the area heading into your Tuesday afternoon. Northwest winds and highs in the low to mid 60s. Tonight, frosty out there with clear skies. Lows will drop into the lower 30s. Frost advisory in effect. Right now, it's 61.
Mornings with Pat Kreitlow.
Dr. Kristen Lyerly.
At what point are we as a society going to stand up and say, hey, wait a minute, something's wrong here? This is just the latest attack on women on trying to control our bodies. They want women to have more babies. They don't want us to have birth control. They don't want us to get abortions. They don't want us to take medications. They want us to be in pain. They don't want us to have hospitals to be able to go to. They're defunding all of our rural hospitals.
Mornings with Pat Kreitlow, weekdays 6 to 9 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app. Matinere on air.
He joins us every Friday at this time for some recombobulation. He is also Civic Media's political editor. Dan Schaefer is here.
Tom Tiffany has made it official. He is running for governor. I think he is a Trump endorsement and a strong fundraising quarter away from clearing the field.
Well, but Tony Weed has endorsed him, which is like being Trump adjacent.
It's like the transitive property of endorsements.
Yes.
The 6 degrees of Kevin Bacon, only just sad.
Matinere on air, weekday mornings 9 to 11 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app. Pete Schwaba.
On the next Nightlight, comedian Jim Flanagan joins to talk a Wisconsin date. Then a mystery guest drops by. Let's light it up Tuesday style.
Nightlight with Pete Schwaba. Weeknights from 6 till 8.
For all of your support. Help support Progressive Radio. If you're listening to us on a commercial station, call their advertisers and let them know you're listening. If you're listening to us on Pacifica, one of our many nonprofit stations, please support them when they do their fundraising drives. Thanks for supporting Progressive Talk Radio and tag your it. So what if I told you most collagen products aren't just a waste of money? They're loaded with toxins that could lead to skin issues, heart problems, even cognitive decline. Scary, but it's true. See, collagen is the most abundant protein in your body, and your natural supply drops as you age. That's why so many people your age are turning to collagen to relieve joint pain, rebuild bones, and even look years younger. But here's the catch. You have to know what to look for, or you could end up doing more harm than good. Before you buy another tub from Amazon or your local store, go check out the top five collagen warnings every American needs to see, along with a special offer. It's a quick read that could save your health and your wallet. Right now, get a special bundle deal at a fraction of the retail price and free shipping. This offer is only available at getnativepath.com/Hartman. That's getnativepath.com/Hartman, H-A-R-T-M-A-N-N. To get that bundle deal, special bundle deal at a fraction of the retail price, free shipping, and the top five collagen warnings, it's all at getnativepath.com/Hartman.
It was a fair fight, democracy at play. But behind the curtain, shadows stole the day. Purged from the rows, voices erased. An election twisted, democracy disgraced. But Greg Palast hit the trail with truth as his guide, exposing the schemes they tried to hide. He followed the balance.
And that same Greg Palast will be with me in LA and San Diego coming up next week, so a lot of good stuff going on. Dave in Hoffman Estates, Illinois. Hey, Dave, thanks for listening to WCPT. What's up?
Hey, Tom. Last hour or so, you were talking with that caller that was a former Vietnam guy and talking about the draft and the all-volunteer. I hope you weren't throwing shade at people that went in the all-volunteer because after Vietnam, that conflict of Vietnam that basically we lost, they turned it around. We started using the Stop the Loss program, the military's policies. That started right around the conflicts since the Gulf War and deployments to Somalia and Haiti right. And all
forcing
the other wars.
Forcing people to stay in, yeah. Yeah, no, I'm definitely not throwing shade on people who volunteer for our armed services. It's a noble thing to do. And it's also a great opportunity for people who live in parts of the country where there's no opportunity at all. The problem is that volunteer armies, and there's just a huge body of research on this, volunteer armies are far more vulnerable to being involved in coup attempts than are drafted armies. They tend to be more monolithic politically.
Well, hey, Tom, if you remember, too, at the last one, when Bush Jr. and that was in, when them recruiting numbers and stuff were down, they started using National Guards and reserve units. They started using them like a backdoor draft on that one.
You're right.
And if you recall, people were that had been in the Guards and the Reserves that were using it like an extra income because they don't send us nowhere,
right.
You know, like Bush did in that one.
Yeah.
Well, they had, all of a sudden, when they were getting sent over, they had nice jobs ahead of time, and all of a sudden, no more of that.
Oh,
nice
I was doing this show when that happened, Dave, and people were calling in, yelling and screaming about it. Hey, you know, my husband just got shipped off to Iraq. He joined the National Guard because he wanted to do sandbags if the rivers overflowed, and he wanted to serve his community, and he wanted to have a second job on the weekends, but, you know, he didn't want to go fight a damn war. He didn't sign up for the National Guard for that. Unless America gets invaded.
And wait to see what happens now with these guys that they've been deploying to Chicago and Portland. And, you know, these guys are getting exhausted. And if that's the...
And most of them have real jobs.
Pulling in.
You know, and most of them have real jobs. And it's screwing up the private employers. It's screwing up their lives. I get it, Dave. I get it.
Yeah,
Dave, I got to move along. But thanks for the call. Thanks for pointing that out. Steve in Phoenix. Hey, Steve, what's up?
Hey, Tom, I wanted to just talk to my friend in the bunker there for a minute there. Hope you're doing okay.
Yeah, I'm fine. We're here in war-ravaged Portland, but we're doing good.
Indeed, indeed. You know, this bill he signed, this big, beautiful bill, and we'll just add for billionaires. That's what it really should be called.
I'm increasingly calling it the big billionaire bill, because you're right.
Yes, for billionaires. That's what it's all about.
Yeah.
And All these screwballs, goofballs, nut jobs who were out there complaining before the election last year. Ooh, the egg prices are too high. Ooh, Joe, I don't know. He's looking a little old. I don't know. I think we just need a change. Well, other than this stupid bill that he signed that just vastly increased the billionaire's wealth, it threw a few bones to the average person, this and that. And by the way, they expire after, what, 3 years or so, 4 years? But the billionaires, that goes into perpetuity. What, you know, some of these crazy people who call your show, I'd like to know, what do they think that Trump has done for them? You know, just what has he done
for
them?
He's gone after the brown people. And he's fired a whole bunch of black people. I mean, you know, what you've got here in, you know, both in the Trump administration and in the MAGA base, not entirely, but, you know, largely, are people who are, you know, big advocates of white Christian nationalism, specifically white nationalism. And, you know, Trump, I mean, you know, Pete Hegseth said it the other day when he was in speaking to the troops, you know, that basically black people got there because somebody was trying to meet a quota.
Yes, yes. You know, the DEI supposedly stuff.
Yeah.
Which is
a boatload of crap.
It totally is. These people are getting their pockets picked six ways to Sunday.
They literally don't understand what DEI is. DEI says don't hire people who are less qualified. Just expand the pool of people that you're considering who are all equally qualified. What they're doing is just so wrong. It's just, it's nuts. Steve, thanks for the call. Spot on. Mary in Seattle. Hey, Mary, what's up?
Hi. I just wanted to tell you, and especially the listener that called in asking you about what's the difference between Medicare Advantage and Medicare is, you mentioned that it's hard to get on Medicare after you've been on Medicare Advantage. And I just wanted to let people know not to be discouraged, because for my husband and I, we got off Medicare Advantage, got on to Medicare, and got a Medigap policy, and it wasn't a problem.
Oh, really? And you've been on more than 12 months?
Yeah.
Wow. I'm impressed. You must be healthy. Well, you must both be healthy, because they can underwrite you after 12 months. See, if you sign up with a Medigap policy at 65, they have a published price, and you are quoted that price, and that's the price you pay, and they can't change it. You know, the law very rigidly regulates those policies. But if you've been more than 12 months off of real Medicare without a Medigap policy, then the Medigap companies, the companies that provide Medigap plans, they can do what's called underwriting. In other words, they can look through your health history, and if your health history is at all sketchy, they can quote you a much higher price or even refuse to write a policy for you. Whereas they can't do that if you haven't been off for more than 12 months.
Well, I got off because I had a possibility of breast cancer, which didn't, it was negative, but
thankfully
they wouldn't cover, the Medicare Advantage would not cover procedures related to my biopsy. So that's when I got off.
Yeah.
So, I mean, other than that, I'm healthy.
Yeah. Well, that's probably it's because you're healthy. But, you know, beware. and they still, I believe, now, this is a question for Alex Lawson, you know, over at Social Security Works, but I believe that next year, the year after that, or whenever, you know, you start getting older and sicker, that Medigap provider can still have the option of underwriting you. In other words, jacking the prices up crazy because you had been off for 12 months. Now, like I said, fact check that, you know, call the Social Security Works people and ask them. But I believe that that's how the law works. So, Mary, good luck. And thanks for calling
in.
Yeah, good talking to you.
Thanks.
Norm in Deerfield, Illinois. Hey, Norm, what's on your mind today?
Oh, hi. Pleasure to speak to you. I had a question about what you think the strategies are, the key strategies to turn the tide in the midterms. And if you think that simply running against Trump, although I think it's getting easier every day to run against his record, but without a positive message, do you think that can be won?
Well, one of the things that we've been seeing ever since 2016, when Bernie jumped into the primary, is that a progressive message polls better than, you know, the old kind of
neoliberal Clinton message, basically. Bernie's positions on the issues actually poll really, really well, and the more progressive candidates have just been knocking it out of the park, whereas the kind of average Democrat candidates have not. They've done well. I mean, you know, there's definitely an anti-Trump sentiment out there. So I would encourage, local parties to be putting up primary candidates who are genuine progressives, and I would encourage genuine progressives in politics to stand up and speak out on behalf of what they believe. Make sense?
It makes some sense. I just worried that last election, the last presidential election, that the progressive message got a little, I don't know.
Well, they lied about it. You know, they just lied about it. You can't stop Republicans from lying, Norm. Norm, thanks for the call. We'll be right back.
You're listening to Tom Hartman. Visit TomHartman.com for audio and video archives.
In fact, they're still lying about it. Transgender for everybody and, healthcare for illegal immigrants. Quack. They're still lying.
Do you have a car sitting around you want to get rid of? Then here's a great idea. Donate your car and help veterans and their families. Yes, one fast call to the Veteran Car Donation Program and we'll come and remove your car for free. Fast, free towing, and 24-hour response. You can donate most cars, trucks, or SUVs in most conditions. The proceeds raised goes to help active military, veterans, and their families, and you get a tax deduction. All you need to do is make this free call. Get rid of that old car and help the vets. We make it easy. Make this free call now and book your fast and easy pickup. Call the Veteran Donation Program now. Donate your car and help veterans and their families. Operators are standing by. Here's the number.
800-884-9018. 800-884-9018. 800-884-9018. That's 800-884-9018.
We're a team that plays together. Listen, the winning will take care of itself. We just have to get everyone involved.
In interscholastic sports, we celebrate what makes every one of us unique. And in the pursuit of a common goal, everyone in the huddle, in the bleachers, and in the community comes together. This message presented by the WIAA and the Wisconsin Athletic Directors Association.
Keeping you connected to your local community with real news and great conversation. Here's Terry Barr with the Civic Media Radio Network.
The fall agriculture tourism season is underway, and from apple orchards to pumpkin patches, it's a great time to travel across the state. But have you ever thought about camping on a farm? There is a push to make a new law allowing farmers to host up to 3 paying campers without a license. Supporters say it's needed to help diversify their incomes.
To allow people to put a tent up in a pasture and experience stargazing, stay overnight in the pasture, and have rustic camping when they're overnight for farm stays. Pick up the eggs in the morning, have a farm breakfast.
That's Sheila Everhart with the Wisconsin Agricultural Tourism Association. You can learn more, including where to go this fall, at the website WIAGtourism.com. Until next time, I'm Terry Barr.
Seems like nobody in America agrees on much of anything these days.
But can we agree the federal government shouldn't tax people into poverty?
If you work full-time, you should be able to afford your basic needs. Don't you think? We're the Patriotic Millionaires.
We believe your full-time job should cover what it costs to live. You think your first $45,000 of income should be tax-free.
And multimillionaires?
We should pay more to fund your tax cut. Go to first45taxfree.com to learn more. A working-class tax cut paid for by millionaires. That's an idea we can all agree on.
Not completing high school is more of a social thing than it was an academic thing. Even though all these years have passed, I still had that longing to have my diploma.
At age 30, Carissa finished her high school diploma.
If you're even considering getting your high school diploma, you can do it.
No one gets a diploma alone. If you're thinking of finishing your high school diploma, you have help. Find free adult education classes near you at finishyourdiploma.org. That's finishyourdiploma.org. Brought to you by the Dollar General Literacy Foundation and the Ad Council.
The Todd Allbaugh Show.
State Representative Ahmaud Rivera-Wagner talking about this new piece of legislation in regards to housing. And who have you reached across the aisle and worked with on this issue?
I worked with folks like Rep. Armstrong, who our districts couldn't look any different. But when you center the actual experiences of your district, not your political parties, but the things that people need, there's a lot more alignment and possibility when that is the centerpiece.
The Todd Allbaugh Show, weekdays 2 to 4 on your local civic media radio station and on the app.
3:30.
Hey, thanks so much for sharing our program and for reaching out to our stations and sponsors and letting them know that you're listening. It really means a lot to us. If something happened to you tomorrow, are you leaving a scavenger hunt for your next of kin? You know, most families spend over 500 hours trying to untangle an estate after someone passes, and that's on top of their grief. The Knock Box was created to take that burden away. It makes organizing your most important documents simple so you can leave behind memories, not a mess. Imagine the relief of knowing everything, your will, financial information, even plans for your pets, is all in one safe place, ready when your family needs it the most. Each Knock Box comes with a comprehensive checklist that ensures you add everything they'll need to manage your estate when you're gone. And the Knock Box now offers estate planning packages, which include a collection of legal, easy-to-complete essential documents you can fill out right from home. No lawyer required. So just head over to theknockbox.com and use the promo code TOM16 to save 16%. That's and use the promo code TOM16 when you check out to save 16%. Theknockbox.com. And get organized and safe.
They said it could never happen here.
Welcome back. 9 minutes before the hour, picking up your calls here, David in Spokane. Hey, David, what's up?
Hi, Tom. Earlier you mentioned Ted Cruz running for president.
Mm-hmm.
He can. He's eligible. He was born in Calgary, Alberta. I'm a Flames fan. I've been to Calgary many times. I really like it there. And also, I don't know, have you ever seen Michael Moore's Canadian Bacon? I have it on DVD. I got it when Blockbuster went out of business. Watched over the weekend. Great movie. The U.S. and Canada go to war. And I'm wondering if the reason why Trump wants to annex Canada so Ted Cruz can run for president. And I told your call.
Wait a second, David. Before you move on to that, and I'll let you come back to it. But Ted Cruz ran for president. He's run for president twice now. How come no Republican has ever stood up and said, wait a minute?
Oh, I've been saying that back in 2016. It's like he can't run for president, and there was a lot of people that were agreeing with me. So you know, if he was the nominee, there would be a lawsuit challenging him.
Yeah.
And the lady from Seattle, she was born in India. Zorin was born in Africa. They could throw their hat into the ring and make the same case.
Yeah, you're right. He was born at the Foothills Medical Center in Calgary, Alberta, Canada. On December 22nd, 1970. Although his mother was born in Wilmington, Delaware. She was a U.S. citizen, but his father was Cuban refugee or Cuban immigrant to Canada?
I think it comes down to where you were actually born, not your parents.
Yeah.
And my brother shares the same birthday, and I share the same birthday as Mark Pocan, but I'm one day older than John Fetterman.
You know,
so I tried to get out on August 13 when you had Mark Pocan on to wish him a happy birthday and let him know that.
Yeah, well, that's sweet.
So next year, kind of remind Mark Pocan when he comes on. I wish him a late happy birthday from David in Spokane.
Yeah. So here, this is over at PolitiFact. It says, can Ted Cruz run for president if he was born in Canada? The Republican senator from Texas says he can. He renounced his Canadian citizenship, which he didn't even know he had, apparently. He was born in Canada in 1970 because his father was working for the oil industry there. His recently released birth certificate shows his mother was born in Delaware and his father was born in Cuba. They left Canada a few years later. He grew up in Texas, blah, 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 blah. By virtue of his American-born mother, Cruz considers himself a natural-born citizen. So is there the tiniest sliver of uncertainty? Yes, there's that, too. So PolitiFact basically says we can't say for sure one way or the other. It's going to be up to the Supreme Court.
Yeah, because natural born citizen, to me, it sounds like somebody who's actually born in the U.S.
Well, according to Republicans, in 2000, what was the year that, 2008, when Obama first ran? Absolutely. Okay, David, thank you for the call. That's a good one. Clay in Vicksburg, Mississippi. Hey, Clay, what's up?
Well, Ghislaine Maxwell,
mm-hmm.
I would like to see her pardoned and then tell all the details that she knows about what happened.
Well, that might be the one reason he doesn't pardon her, because then she would have absolute immunity. But she would owe him so much that I suspect if he pardons her, she'll just go quietly away. You know, she'll just go off and live her life someplace. I mean, she comes from a very wealthy family. You know, her father, Robert Maxwell, was a major media baron in the UK.
Mm. Well, that was my thought.
Okay. Well, she's got a pile of money. I think she'll be fine. Clay, thanks for the call. Frank in Cottonwood, Arizona. Hey, Frank, what's on your mind today?
Hello, Tom.
Hey.
The Arizona special election was held in six counties, and they've done all their work and doing their final T's and dotting their I's, and the Secretary of State, his office and his election team will come out with the canvas, final canvas, on the October 14th.
And is this on the election of Adelita Grijalva?
Exactly.
Okay.
She's not duly elected yet. Yes, the unofficial list shows her she's definitely the winner.
Mm-hmm.
They have to just go through all the rain dance.
But that's not the excuse that Mike Johnson is using.
Yeah, I know they're using other excuses.
I mean, that may be technically true, but that's not what he's using. But thanks, Frank, for the information. CJ in Shreveport, Louisiana. Hey, CJ, what's on your mind today?
Hey, well,
I have 30 seconds,
by the way.
I have
two different subjects I'd like to talk about. You can pick one. One is about personhood, the South Carolina thing. The other is about the 2026 election.
You got 20 seconds, CJ. You have the last word here.
Okay, I'll just go ahead and say the 2026 elections. If they do cancel that, then the term still for Congress still end on January 3rd. The House becomes completely vacant. The Senate has two-thirds of its members remaining,
right,
of which there would be a majority Democrat. So please, don't throw us into that briar patch.
Oh, interesting. Okay, CJ, thanks for the call. That was a great one. And you did it in 20 seconds. I'm impressed. Thanks so much for being with us today. We'll be back tomorrow, same time, same place. You know, Lord willing, and the city doesn't burn down. In the meantime, don't forget, democracy is not a spectator sport. It requires all of us, and that includes you. So get out there, get active, tag, you're it. Have a great afternoon. Be good to yourself and the people around you. Stay safe. And if you are here in Portland and you do it, go down to the ICE building, please stay peaceful, stay away. Don't get involved. You know, don't give them what they want. See you tomorrow.
You've been listening to Tom Hartman. For audio and video archives, visit tomhartman.com.
I knew we all have two ages, our actual age and our body's internal biological age. What I didn't know is I've likely lowered my biological age without even knowing. Here's the thing, because Americans eat so many processed foods and not enough fruit and veggies, many are 10 plus years older on the inside than their actual age. They're ticking time bombs. Major university studies suggest to slow aging and defuse that biological time bomb, participants slowed their aging by drinking Field of Greens. That's all. They didn't change their eating, drinking, or exercise, just Field of Greens. I've been noticing more energy since I've been drinking Field of Greens. Each fruit and vegetable in Field of Greens was doctor-selected for specific health benefits. Cell health, heart, lungs, kidneys, metabolism, even healthy weight. I feel great knowing Field of Greens can slow how quickly I'm aging. I encourage you to join me. Swap your untested fruit, vegetable, or green drink for Field of Greens while there's time. Check out the university study and get 20% off when you use the promo code TOM, T-H-O-M, at fieldofgreens.com.
Okay, all signed up. Easy. Now let's run payroll. What the? Hey, girl. I'm you with more gusto. Nice. Who's that? New social media manager. Hired and onboarded with gusto. And spoiler, we're kind of famous now. Wait, we're famous? Oh, well, I'm famous. Payroll, benefits, and HR. Designed and built for small businesses.
choose a future with gusto.
Amory Chevrolet makes the car buying process simple and painless. Whether you're looking to upgrade to something bigger because of your growing family, or you want the adrenaline and want the rush of a two-door sports car for a weekend getaway at the lake, Amory Chevrolet has something for everyone. Stop into their modern showroom today, and any one of their friendly staff will be happy to assist you in your car buying journey. Located along Highway 46 on Amory's south side, Amory Chevrolet is here when you need them.
You're listening to Lake Air 1260 AM WLAK Amory and 107.5 FM W298DK Amory, and always streaming on the Civic Media app.
ABC News, I'm Michelle Franzen. It's been 2 years since Hamas carried out the surprise October 7th attacks with 1,200 killed and more than 250 others taken hostage. In Egypt, talks continue between Israel and Hamas on the U.S.-Gaza peace plan. Tomorrow, special envoy Steve Witkoff and Jared Kushner join the delegation. ABC's Jordana Miller is in Jerusalem.
I would say the one difference this year from last year is that there is a cautious optimism, a little bit of hope that maybe now, with the ceasefire talks underway in Egypt, maybe we're near the end of this war.
More than 67,000 Palestinians have been killed during the war, according to the Hamas-run health ministry. The government shutdown entering its second week, the Senate voting on another stopgap measure today. President Trump also raising the possibility that furloughed workers, he says, may not all get back pay. Hurricane Priscilla strengthening in the Pacific, now just shy of a Category 3. This is ABC News.